And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:05 in the morning, October the 6th. I like to start off that way by letting you know what time it is and what day it is, and let me even go further. It's 2010. If for those of you that may have been involved in the marijuana roundups up in Hayfork, it is still 2010, and yes, it is October. I think it is harvest season, which may explain parts of the home break-ins that are happening up there. Joined today, of course, by Bad Bob.
Good morning. Note to self, when you make your living on a computer screen, don't leave the computer glasses at home.
Well, here you are showing a sign of weakness that you need glasses. We've been telling everybody, Bob, that you're a man of heroic proportions.
Oh, man. Well, good morning. And again, a reminder, the roads are a little slippery this morning because we've had a nice long dry spell. So please be careful as you make your commute.
And speaking of being careful, there she is.
Careful enough. You know, I know everybody listening right now knows what it's like when you misplace your keys. Or when your spouse takes your keys. And you come to work. You don't actually come to work. You're mentally prepared to come to work. Feverishly looking throughout the house, through pockets, through purses, through trash bins, through drawers. Finally, you call the spouse, and he looks in his pocket and says, I have your keys. Thank God. This is why an organized person will always have a spare with a house key on it. So, good morning. And today the weather
is... Who did that happen to? Was that something you read in the paper?
I felt very organized today. And so as soon as I got here, it was currently 62 degrees. And driving here this morning was really interesting because I wasn't prepared. Rainy. Well, I didn't turn on the news and really listen to weather. You said there were some showers, is what you said.
Well, usually when, Bob told me, he watches Cheetah in the morning for the news. But what he also told me was he has the sound turned down, so he doesn't really know what she's saying. But
well, when you said showers, I was thinking showers, but it is raining outside, so you really need to bring an umbrella. I mean, it's saturation rain. And it says chance of showers today, 30%. Well, it's already, forget about
I'd
it.
I'd say
it's
we're
happening.
About 100% today.
Now. High of today of 80, I think maybe that's what the forecast is saying. Perhaps today, as we get to the 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock hour, it clears up or whatever. But it's currently 62 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. By the way, I got a great email this morning. We have a trio out there now. A drummer that we were hoping to get to play the gig is in the clear and can make it. So there'll be Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, Lou White, and a guy named Steve. I'm sorry, his last name. I can hear you scratching your beard, Bob. And myself. We're going to be out there in Ensemble's. I can hear you scratching your beard.
We're going to have a great time. But you need to call now. Bob, this is the last time, Bob, that you're going to do the news and this. This is obviously way beyond your capabilities here. Hey, I'm looking for a producer to walk in today. Can you give Bob a break?
What are you laughing about? Can't say it?
A guy named Steve. That just struck me as funny.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. At least she got that part right. She had a drummer out there one time. She gave him like four different last names.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. Actually, he was a bass player, but that's okay. I'm not sure.
They look the same.
Anyway, it's going to be a fun night. 474-5546. They sell out. It's going to be fun. If you're not seeing the Manhattan Transfer at the Cascade or doing the Memorial Run, those are two big things that are happening in town. We always have a great scene happening out at Ensemble's with great music, great food, a lot of fun.
I am going to Cypress Grove Barbershop, by the way, to get this taken care of, yes.
With right. The beard?
Yes.
Cypress School.
You're not taking it off.
Cypress Square. No, sure. It's Cypress Square Barbershop.
Did I not say Cypress Square?
It's right off Athens. We'll talk about it later, though.
Okay, question really fast. Have you ever had that beard completely gone?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. How long? Several times.
Several times.
Good for you. It's those people you always wonder about.
That you're, yeah, because, you
who've
know,
had it
hiding?
For 17 years and then they don't have it anymore. And just, it's almost like a part of it is bringing out a picture.
Hey, what's going on with you all today? It's 605-4567 is our phone number. And you can listen to it, or you can listen to us also on the computer, or we stream at KCNR 1460. And as many of you do, you get on the chat room, and we're going to have some pretty interesting people in here today. We're going to start off here in a couple minutes right after the break with Charlie Thompson. She's going to be talking some veterans events that are happening that are you know, really interesting, and that they are mainstays of our community here in some of these veterans events. 7:30, we have the tea party on. Erin Ryan, and I think a couple of her friends are coming in today. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, Sue Say Chow, who is running for Reading City Council. And none of those people that are throwing themselves into the fire to say, I can do something, and besides become a flaming ember later on. A lot of things happened in our city where there's marches, there's turn down of union concessions, there's questions that I have, and maybe many of you all have. You know, I probably should spend hours studying all of this, all of the nuances of the negotiations. And I talked to Steve Miller the other day. Steve's been doing this since he's been 20. You know, he talks about it, but I would say, you know, when he starts getting into the Gatsby and like in the five layers down, my eyes roll back in my head. And I think this is what happens to most of us. I think what we have to do is come down and just find out what is just the basic parts of trying to get our economy and our cities, you know, our city out goes under control. Under, you know, how much we're spending every year. We need to get it under control, just as we would our own home. And I think that's the way we ought to start looking at this thing and saying, you know what, if we make this much, we ought to spend this much. And if we spend this much, how do we replace it? Anyway, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:15 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bot, October the 6th today, 2010. Yeah, I know, I have to check it out.
It's not rolling off your tongue yet, Carl.
Well, I'm kind of like looking over there with my shoulder there. My Patriot Guard Riders calendar, which I am very proud to have.
And guess what? A chance of showers with thunderstorms.
A chance of showers?
Thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m.
I think the 100% chance of rain so far, and maybe the thunderstorms later.
Partly sunny with a high near 80, light and variable wind, chance of precipitation.
You know what? Somebody jump on the chat room and give us a hail here. We haven't really started yet, but, you know, one of the things about having community radio is that we can spend more time on things that are important. We don't, you know, we're not trying to push things that are that the corporation wants, the corporation needs. You're limited to this, and oh, you can't say that. Here, give that, you can give them this much time, but no more. And are they paying us? You know, that's one of the reasons that we started this, and one of the reasons is sitting right here, Charlie Thompson.
Good morning,
Carl.
Good
morning.
Hi.
And Charlie is entwined.
She could have 11 fingers dipped in 11 pies.
That's right. She's entwined in the veterans issues and everything that's going on. So, Charlie, what's the one you're going to talk about today?
Well, I wanted to talk about a couple things today. Originally, we had planned on talking about primarily the Veterans Advocate of the Year Award for Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. For those who aren't familiar with what that is, it's basically an umbrella organization that was started in the 80s in conjunction with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors to create one voice for the veterans in Shasta County. And I'm the president of that council, and we held our board meeting yesterday. And we have been getting the word out that the Veterans Advocate of the Year Award is coming up, and we're looking for nominees and such. But the board elected that because there is so much going on right now. I mean, it's like it's something every weekend that at this time of year, it was just too much to expect the veterans community to support yet another event. We've got the chapel event going, and there's a soup kitchen event, and then there's, you know, teen ones. So what we elected to do is this would be about the 15th annual one. but we're going to just postpone it until the spring. We've been looking at the community calendar, and it just looks like round about April or so, things start to slow after the crab feeds get over with.
Well, you know what? You know what we've noticed, and what everybody's saying, Charlie, is that they haven't seen anything like this in a while, where you've got four or five events stacked on top of each other, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I think it's probably having an effect, you know, on everybody. When you have three events going the same night. Good events, ones that the community needs, but you've got them all going three or four at the same time. Then you throw a rodeo in, you know,
or a beer fest,
or a beer fest and a rodeo.
Exactly. And so we just looked at that. Jim Gibson brought it up to the board. Our past president, Commander Gibson, and he said, you know, he was saying the same thing. And he said, I just think that we're asking too much of the pocketbook, and we won't be able to give the event the you know, the attention and recognition of the individual that it deserves. So we'd elected to, we'll meet in December after having some time to look at the community calendar for the spring and pick the final date, but it probably be sometime in the spring.
Well, I can attest that, you know, Carl and I, and I'm sure yourself, we're booked 3-4 months out in advance, and we have friends that are like monster fundraisers. I mean, this is what they're very good at. They're the A game. Saying it's just really hard this year because our community is being pulled in several directions. Our community is very generous, but like you said, when you have maybe you save like this month we're going to give this to this charity or to this event, fundraising event, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden, I mean, I'm just kind of like paralleling what you're saying. All of a sudden, you've got 5 or 6 different charities or, again, fundraising events mm-hmm. coming to you. The person who gives feels spread out as well.
Right.
So to book something next year is I think, a great idea. So anyway, you know how we love to support our veterans, anything that we can do to get out there. So what else is going on?
So what else is going on is I thought this would be a good opportunity to kick off our Christmas for the Troops for 2010, since you guys were there at the beginning last year when we started it. We are just now getting the group together, getting the publicity out. It is going to be held at Fusaro Hall in Anderson at the Shasta District Fairgrounds on the 20th of November. And what we did, for those who might not be familiar with it from last year when you guys were so involved in it, was we packaged boxes to send to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guard who are currently deployed. Last year, we held it at the Veterans Hall, and we sent 350 boxes overseas. All of the contents of the boxes were donated from the community, from the schools and churches and North Valley Bank and other of our partners. We sent in, of course, Linda's DVDs from her Martinis with Santa show, which were a big hit. And this year, we're looking at sending 500 boxes. We've currently got Shasta High School on board. They're going to put a box in every classroom, so that should net us a lot of goodies. North Valley Bank, Cook Construction, this year, who you may be familiar, is the construction company building the veterans' home.
Right.
And they kind of got involved the same way that all of us did last year, was, you know, just talking and someone's doing a Christmas sending stuff to the troops, so they said, you know, hey, why don't you just join us and we'll all do something together? And so they thought that was a great idea and they jumped on also.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish talking about this, about how the how our community can get involved in this. And we were in this last year, and I think we had 350 packages.
What?
And I mean, these were not like little packages, these were the ones that, you know, everything you can stuff into one, you know. And so, I mean, you talk about stuffing. I think they were having to duct tape some of them shut. It was, you know, that's one of those things where you're putting 20 pounds of goodies in a 10-pound bag. But we were doing it. Carl?
Yeah, so when we come back, we want to know where, when, how, what. We want to post a packaging list that perhaps our soldiers need. You call them soldier sailors.
Warriors.
And we will also talk to you about a pledge that we have here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're going to take a break and see you right after these messages.
Shasta.
Yeah. text you, Carl and Linda Bot, 605-4567, KCNR1460.com, and go in. Y'all are on the chat room already making spurious comments about politicians.
Getting ready for the Tea Party and getting ready for Suchet. Chow.
Sue say chow.
There you go.
I knew you knew that. Charlie Thompson's our guest. We're talking about Christmas for the troops. Linda.
We're making a
pledge.
Well,
here.
You know, I think for many of us listening, I mean, we are so blessed to, even though we have tough times and we're trying to figure out how to move, you know, money from here so I can do that. I mean, we all are going through what it is to really pick and choose. Those people who are serving our country and foreign lands really deserve to have love and attention, and you know, to know that the folks back home are thinking about them. And I don't care if it's a bag of peanuts. I don't care if it's the socks or something. And we know that last year it was a wonderful event that happened at the Veterans Center, not just for the people who showed up to pack the bags, to pack the boxes, but for everybody involved, the kids. They saw this machine working of community. It was an incredible feeling.
It was. You know, it was one of the, mm-hmm. it was one of the, I mean,
highlights.
Incredible event. Incredible. Okay, Charlie, how do people get involved?
Well, you can get involved by emailing me or calling me, and it's Charlie T, CHARLEET, at pacbell.net, and my number's 524-1214. And what we're looking for, of course, is people, if they want to get involved in the planning of the event, which is where a lot of the work is. I mean, it's a great deal of work to put this together. The culmination, when we have the packaging party, is, like you guys said, it's just an amazing community event, but there's a lot of work that goes into making that happen and gathering all the goods, because everything's donated. The shipping itself will cost $6,000 to send 500 boxes, and that's the money that we'll raise through sponsorships and through the ticket sales for the event itself.
How much to send the boxes?
The boxes are $12 a piece. It costs. It's a special APO-FPO rate, and the tickets are $6 for children 13 and under. Because my son is 13, so next year it'll be 14 and under, and 15 and under, and 16. and adults are $12. And the reason we picked the $12 ticket price, which is a bump a little bit from last year, is because that's how much it costs to send a box.
Well, we also know that the A-team will be out there cooking their spaghetti, so it's a really fun spaghetti evening. Okay, right now we're going to make this announcement that Carl and I are sponsoring from Free Fire Radio 10 boxes.
Oh, excellent.
And we challenge you to go to your piggy bank, figure it out, that your gift to our warriors is to mail 10 boxes. Even better yet, fill the 10 boxes. I know that you've got advance. Now, if we had 10 boxes here and we had our listeners come and fill the boxes, how do we do that? Or would you prefer to have it done down there?
It would be, I'd prefer you to come on down and join the party, and we'll be having dancing and singing and a great dinner, the straight ahead jazz combo. So,
well, I tell you what, Charlie, we've got a break here, but we're going to have you back on. But send us a link to your site there, and we'll put you out there on the front page of KCNR. So we get people started, and we'll have you back on here in a week or so.
And Facebook.
We'll talk about it more.
Christmas for the Troop on
That's
Facebook.
That's right.
November 20th.
You got it. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:34 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And for you all that are not quite sure, it is October 6th. And we still are in 2010. For those of you who were not on the marijuana roundup. So,
whether you like it or not, sometimes you just get the whip.
You know, Shasta County is pulling up less plants. Of course, the plants all are 8 feet tall and weigh 232 pounds, but maybe that has nothing to do with it.
Is it going? You know, I just don't think that is That's not our fight. There's something happening over here, and even though we can have strong opinions about something, there's...
Well, Proposition 19 is
there's
our fight.
Just a...
It is
well,
our fight.
Is that what we're going to talk about on Friday?
We're going to... Well, that could be. I think we're going to do maybe Proposition 19, but Proposition 19 is going to affect all of us. I'm against it. Okay, let me say it right now. I'm against Proposition 19. Vote no. You don't need another, you know... medical marijuana... I have no problem with it. Okay. What's the weather going to be today?
Well, it is currently 59 degrees. It's going to be high today. I don't believe this forecast, first of all.
I believe the rain chance of showers. That's a pretty good chance.
That's what happens when you forecast. High of 80. I still don't believe that. But we'll see. Maybe we'll just be surprised tomorrow. Thunderstorms, possibly after 11 a.m. That's what's going on. And tonight, a low of 55 with more chances of showers. We love that for our plants. They're all hungry.
If you haven't looked outside, it is raining. And so be careful. Bring one of those things you hold over your head.
Umbrella.
Umbrella. There you go.
Newspaper.
Newspaper. Umbrella. Portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley does great work, puts in Dish TV. He's our he supplies Dish TV to our home. He guarantees his work. He can do surround sound. He can do home theaters. It's a local guy, been in business since 1985 and a veteran. That's Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, 244-1988. 244-1988 is his phone number. Think about making a change, going away from those big corporations, going to a local guy. There you go. Our guest today, Aaron Ryan. And Elizabeth Woodward. Yeah, and Elizabeth Woodward from the Reading Tea Party.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're excited.
We like having
people that take an active interest in our community on the radio.
That would be us.
You guys take a bite. I mean, you bite into life.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it. Okay, well, what's going on?
With the Reading Tea Party.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on with you guys? Let's just talk about where you're moving. What's happening this week?
Well, this week got derailed a little bit. We waded into the union issue and heard from City Council and heard from the unions. Not together, however. So we were looking to move that to the next step, which is Measures A and B, because... We did a little survey of the room, and three-quarters of the room, everybody said, I'd like to hear both sides with Measures A and B. Had a little trouble last week getting somebody from the no side of Measure A and B to come.
Well, that's funny. There's 200 of them walking around out in front of the city hall.
I called.
So they can gather.
I called everywhere. Called everywhere. And bottom line was everybody was unavailable. They were available the week before, but not available this week. So it was suggested that perhaps we have all the city council people come, because if they're not voting on something and they're all there, apparently it doesn't violate the Brown Act. I guess they could all be there. So if they would all come, then we could hear both sides, A and B.
Well, the thing about A and B is, I go back to when the big brouhaha started with REU last year.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of somebody making a decision, that they put it into a committee. And 6 months later, which is what you could see coming, 6 months later, the committee met out, finished, gave them their report, everybody, yay, and then nothing was done. I think they started a couple of them, and then they took those away as soon as the economy went down. Like that. So,
funny that you should mention the word committee, because that sort of brings me to a thought when you asked about where the Tea Party is headed. And clearly, something has to be done about business and politics as usual. And because the Tea Party movement is basically not connected to any particular party, we're grassroots, we're self-funded, such as it is. We can do things the way we feel best in terms of educating our volunteers and members. And one of the big things that we spend a lot of time on and we promote heavily are action groups, and we specifically don't call them committees because we've all been on committees and we know where those go, as you just described. And that is one of the biggest functions of our Tea Party movement, especially in Northern California and Southern Oregon, is that we have numerous action groups, small groups of people that get very active in an interest that they find close to their heart. It keeps them engaged and it keeps the numbers growing.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. Our guests are Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan from the Reading Tea Party. But you know what the definition of a camel is, right? That's a horse put together by a committee. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Reckless.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot, 7:42 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Chat rooms open. This portion of the show brought to you by Linda.
No, go ahead.
No, go on. You've got things to do here.
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by how about Tobacco and Brew, where we're going to be Friday and Espresso Joe's, and we love it out there. But the chat room is open. Like Carl said, you can email, go to KCNR 1460, click on. You don't have to put, you can just be an anonymous guest. And it'll come up and we'll...
As many of you are.
And we'll interact.
And I will not do that last thing that you said there, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. I have a four-pack here. You know, the home show's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the Fall Home and Holiday Show. And we've got four tickets here. So the first caller, 605-4567. You get four free tickets to go to the home show this weekend.
Our guests today are Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward from the Reading Tea Party. And we're talking about, we were talking during the break. Did you have any idea,
Aaron, end of February?
February of 2009,
Nine.
That the Tea Party would, I realized it was a small group that started. I mean, we were right there when it began.
Yeah.
And did you realize it was going to happen like this across the country?
We thought we were planning an event for April 15th. In concert with, you know, all the stuff that was promoted on Fox and all that. So we were focused on that. And then when we saw how many people came and so many people said, okay, now what are we going to do? My background is in nonprofit organization. And so I looked at that and I thought, hey, wait a second. This is going to look like Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Kiwanis, Rotary. This is going to look like a place for the silent majority going forward. So we started building it.
Who would have thought close to 3,000 people would have showed up for that one event?
It was amazing.
It was great.
It was, so many of us had been sitting at home watching the decline of our country at, rapid speed. And when I told my husband we're going out to the Sundial Bridge, he said, gosh, I hope we don't get out there and there's only 12 people. You know, I hate to, go all the way out there for nothing. Of course, we get out there and there's like 2,500. And it just, it's like, I can only speak for myself, but my heart did a huge jump. It gave my spirit an incredible boost, and I thought, okay, this is good. Look at all of these people, and this is just in Reading. And to me, that was a sign that clearly we were not the only ones that felt the way we did, and that others were on the same page, and I thought, they're not going to go away. I just didn't feel that was a one-shot thing.
We didn't, however, make any provision to get back to anybody. So we didn't really look at that as a stepping stone to something else until we got there. And as soon as we left, I thought, oh, great. Now we're going to spend the rest of our time finding those people again.
You know, the thing that they were from all ages, age groups,
everything.
Walks of life and everything. I tell you what, Linda and I were quite surprised to have that. You know, we figured... Well, maybe about 500-600 people,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And then to have that happen. I mean, it was absolutely walking across the bridge was...
kind of scary.
Yeah, it was.
It was moving.
Wow. It was moving like a boat in a high wind.
Yeah, it was kind of like a Disney ride.
So then what was the next step?
My thing was, this is going to be about numbers. This isn't going to be about perfection. It isn't going to be about specific legislation. It isn't going to be about our political savvy, because really none of us had a tremendous amount of that. But you realized really quickly, looking at what happened on that day, that this was going to be a numbers game. And that the message that was going to be sent was going to be sent with numbers. So it was about how we build them. How we get the people plugged in, how we get them involved. And my experience is that if people are doing something that they like, that they're interested in, that they're passionate about, they'll come back and they'll do it every week. If it's the same old stuff, different day, very, very hard to keep people's attention. There's way too much going on in the world. So,
well, now, you know, one of the big things that people say about the Tea Party is how all this money that's being funneled to you by, I'm not sure who, but there's millions being sent to you. Have you, I haven't noticed you two driving new Ferraris or...
Well, and you've been to our meetings, Carl. I mean, you know, we meet at the Bonneview Baptist Church, and specifically because they have a separate building with classrooms for our action groups. But when we're in that sanctuary going through the general meeting announcements and such, you've seen us passing the little velvet bags, hoping that people will throw in 50 cents or a dollar, $2, so that we can pay for the room every Monday night. And obviously, if we were heavily funded, we wouldn't be doing that.
Well, you know, and that's the thing is, that's what I was trying to get
there,
out.
There are
this
no...
This is a grassroots thing.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Tea Party Patriots Nationwide has secured a $1 million grant. But because we're organized in a network of groups up here, we've actually been excluded from that.
Because you're a network of groups instead of one group.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we decided to, I mean, I don't think that people naturally coalesce into groups and organize them and get them down the road. That isn't a natural thing for most people. So we built a template, started passing it on, getting that set up in other groups around Northern California and Oregon, and because of that, they decided that we were excluded. So even though now technically there is some money in the Tea Party movement,
not out here.
It missed
not
us.
Here.
It
missed you, huh? That's okay. As long as you continue to grow like this and doing what
absolutely.
You want. And again, Linda and I are very supportive of people being involved in politics in our lives. You know, you may not agree with each side, but you have to get involved. I mean, we're in a spot now that too many people didn't get involved.
Right.
And then after it happened, it's, you know, the largest deficit ever, you know, that you've even got Bernanke saying now, wait, you've got a guy who's got to cut spending here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that happening unless there's going to be some changes here.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, what happens, it's really interesting since we've done the chat room, people don't call.
Oh, that's
funny. They interact in the chat room. And so, well, Jim, I just want to let you know, congratulations, you got 4 tickets for the home show this weekend. We do like to engage, though, and hear human voices.
I tell you what, Jim, you want the tickets, you got
to
call.
It's a really big thing for me
call.
To be able to hear that voice. You know?
You need to call, Jim. We've got them reserved maybe for you, but you 605-4567.
I can hear the breath that way. You know, maybe it's the musician in me. I need to hear the tone.
Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guests are Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan from the Reading Tea Party. Join us after these messages.
The coming of...
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:55 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567. Our guest...
We have Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward. If you guys have...
From the Reading Tea Party.
From the Reading Tea Party, you guys. These two women are so... in hot pursuit for the truth. You know, they're like the truth holders, you know. Get in there, you guys, get in there and get it done and just make it happen. You rattle some cages, no doubt about that. So that's why we're thrilled to have you on. We would love to have you call in and engage 605-4567. The chat room is open. You are engaging in the chat room, but we also love it when you call so that you can ask Elizabeth and or Aaron a question, something that might be on your mind, maybe perhaps where we're going or something that you've seen. Let's get it going. At 8 o'clock, we do have another guest on that is...
Sue Seychow, another one of the candidates for City Council, Reading City Council. Another one that's throwing himself into the fire of politics here in town. Aaron.
Yes.
You have a meeting. Your meetings are every Monday.
We meet every Monday, and if you want to see Sue Seychow at his best, go to teapartyvideo.net and look at the last city council debate. He was hilarious.
He was a much-needed comic relief.
He was hilarious.
Well, you know, sometimes we need to look at things with maybe a different eye, different
absolutely.
Viewpoint.
Great guy.
You know, one of the reasons we had you on today was something that we find going to be, I think, very exciting for the station. So, but we'll let you all talk about it.
Yeah, well, you guys came to us and said, how about... Tea Party on the air once a week. And we said, absolutely.
No hesitation.
No. And the most exciting part of it, we said, well, what do you think you'd call the show? And Carl says, how about We the People? Well, interestingly enough, Terry Raposa, our gear guy, had just made shirts that said We the People. It came out exactly the day we announced it to the whole group. So we're ready to go. And we've already covered our sponsors. We've already got people who've sponsored the show, Bill Miller and Pearson Excavating. So these guys are all stepping forward. They're excited that their voice is going to be out there.
And their voice is.
So you're going to be on Sunday mornings.
Yes.
That's right.
What time?
8 to 9 o'clock.
So right here on KCNR.
Right here.
This Sunday, you kick off. It's your debut. It's called We the People. Give us a calendar for this month, what you guys are going to be talking about, who you may have on.
Actually, our first person we're going to have on this Sunday, we're going to have Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. He has just been an awesome help to us. He's a guy with a lot of information, working for a great organization, and we thought, what a great place to start. He's the one who came up and did the confrontational politics seminar for everybody in Northern California and really has been a very good political mentor for us.
And we like Sam. He's been on the show several times. And you know what? He fights an uphill battle.
Yeah, he is.
Sacramento.
Yes, he does.
He never gives up, though.
We ran into him outside of Nielsen's office when we were at the Capitol that one day. And mm-hmm. You see that guy. He is. He loves his work. He lives his work.
He does.
He does.
You know,
very
one
passionate.
One of the things that again, KCNR, Free Fire Media is, and local radio, is that we have... A slice of our community,
mm-hmm.
and several slices, all different aspects of our community, have the right to be on, to have their voices heard. And whether it's a middle of the road, a conservative, a group, a progressive, a liberal, as long as the people are civil and are about presenting views, we'll always have a home.
Absolutely.
In our station.
Let's go to the phones real fast. We've got just a minute here, Jim. Good morning.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have something to say?
You're on, Jim.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You know what? We have to hear a voice now and then,
thank
Jim.
Thank you so much, Jim, for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
And you'll be at the station.
They'll be at the
I'll call
station.
You later.
You know, I'd like to say one thing about the show is that we also, our Tea Party movement also represents every slice of life. And for those that have been to a meeting, you'll see everybody that runs the gamut from young to old, private to public sector, Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents, the whole thing. And this movement, and this is a really important point to make, is not based on the current administration, the past administration, or even the future administration. This is based on three core values, and that is fiscal responsibility, adherence to the Constitution, and limited government. And that's going to surpass all of us. So everyone is welcome, obviously, to join, and I think we're going to be a perfect fit for your station.
We also are finding that there are so many guests that it's difficult to get up here in the North State. And this is a way for all the groups to either participate online because you guys stream, just a great format for them to hear from the people they want to hear from without having to fly them here or go to
Absolutely.
Tremendous expense to host them. So this is a great opportunity, and we thank you guys a lot.
And the interaction
excited.
With the chat room.
Okay, now, yeah, we have, you know,
the
it goes up.
Chat room.
Now, that's Sunday from 8 to 9, We the People. And it begins this Sunday at 8 o'clock. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 8:05 on October the 6th, right here, 2010. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and people are chatting with us. Just go into KCNR1460.com, get online, and you can start talking to us that way. Or send Linda an email at linda@KCNR1460.com.
But right now I'm in the chat room. So I do go back and forth. But today there's going to be a chance of showers. In case you haven't been outside already, that chance has happened. We are in the middle of showers. It's supposed to be high today of 80, but it's currently 66 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. And as promised, everyone that is running for city council, we'll have
a spot on our show from 8 to 9. So the phone lines are open, 605-4567.
And the chat rooms are open. And our guest is...
Let's get ready.
Susei Chow.
Hello, guys. Geez, I thought I was the special one. I was the only one here.
You are the special
you are
one.
You are the special one.
Right now, this is your moment.
All right. And
which you may really enjoy or really maybe not.
Okay, so what... Let's just kick off. I like to ask this question right off, Carl. Why?
Why? Well, the first initial thing, the reason why I did this was because when I was reading the newspaper, and I was on the board at the time of the Youth Violence Prevention Council, and people were laying more police officers off while the gangs were rising. I experienced it firsthand growing up here in the mid-90s and stuff. A lot of the Southeast Asian people were in the gangs, and I experienced it firsthand, and that's my first thought was the gangs are rising, and we're laying them off police officers. I don't understand that. But then as I looked in more depth about it, I realized the situations and stuff, but that's the main reason why I jumped in for the city race. And now I've learned a lot more than just that. And that was my biggest thing, because I have kids now. You know, when I was a little younger, I didn't really care too much for the police officers, actually, because I thought they were, you know, just harassing us and stuff. But now as you get older, you learn different things, and you have kids, and that's the main reason I jumped in.
Duh.
I learned a whole lot of information since getting into this, and man, it's tough. If I could have maybe thought over again, I might have decided not to do it. Because this, I mean, you have to have money to enter this race. And I remember when I first, it was in the newspaper, and somebody called me and said, "Hey Sue, it's going to cost you at least $20,000 to $30,000 to buy a seat at the city council." I'm like, "You're crazy. There's nobody anyway who pay that much money." But then yesterday's newspaper, I was looking, I was like, "Whoa, wait, hold on. Maybe this guy's not was telling the
no,
truth."
He was telling the truth, and that's not even close. It'll be more before this finishes up. But I think ones in the past have spent $30,000, maybe more. Who knows?
That is, I wish we would put this much effort in helping the community instead of raising all this money. You know, I was like, man, this much money. You know what we could do with it? How many people we can help with? How about next time we put a limit, $200? Let's see who's the best candidate. You know, $200 and then we'll see, you know, what you can do with it and who you can help. And then the best candidate will win. Usually, it's people who have the most money, best commercials, the more signs. I got into that sign thing. I don't know if you guys saw in the newspaper. I was in the newspaper a couple of weeks ago about registers. Like, I have 12 signs. I made my own signs because, you know, that's all I could afford myself. So I made my sign. I have four large signs. My four large signs are probably their small signs. I put it out at my cousin's residence at airport, and my signs was taken off, and then it was replaced by Murray's and Sullivan's. I was like, "Whoa, wait, what do you mean? Did they take off my sign?" Because my coworkers drive by there, they live over there. They let me know. I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" Then I went to the Shasta View when I had Shasta View and Hartnell, but one of my signs at a resident house that was taken off too. I'm like, "Oh man!" But I got into the thing again, the signs, which I should never got into, because people came up to me, "Sue, I don't see your sign anywhere." And I was like, "Oh man, I got to get signs out then." Then I got into the thing, there's no way I can win this way. The signs, the money thing, the only way I can win is going out to let people know who you really are and why you're doing this. And I'm doing it for the right reason. I know people are put in my path for a right reason, because I have labor unions, people who email me, "Sue, I don't want to let you know, I don't want to let people know who I am, because I feel like I'm a traitor if I don't vote for the three candidates." And I understand that. And I was really appreciative. And I have a young gentleman who emailed me also, told me to come speak at the college, because he said, you are like the only candidate that can relate to my generation of people. So all those things, I mean, people are putting my path for a reason. And I think the guy up above, you know, if I'm meant to win, I will win, regardless of the money, all the obstacle stuff. I mean, you're probably not going to see a Susei Chow commercial. So, I mean...
You're getting an hour right here,
yeah.
Susei Chow.
Can I ask, do you mind me asking, when you say,
no.
How old are you?
I'm 30 years old. Yeah, I'm probably... one of the youngest candidates, and I know my people are not going to vote for me because my age, my political experience, or even my race. And I know that coming into it. I know all these obstacles that I'm going to have to face coming to this race. But you know what? It's time for somebody to do something about it. I'm just a regular person, goes to work 8 to 5. I had to take vacation time to come here. You know, I'm a regular person, 8 to 5, and doing it for the right reason. I know that we're struggling and we're just fighting against each other. Labor unions are giving money to what they feel is right to the candidates, which... are probably the most favored to win. I'm probably, you know, 1 to 10 or something. But and then the Shasta Bill Exchange and others business are giving money to Jones, CAD, Vassetti, and they're against each other. So pretty much I'm out of this race, you know, they think. But maybe I might just surprise some people.
Well, we commend you for throwing your hat in the ring. And we got to take a break. We come back.
We'll come back. Let's talk about who you are.
Okay.
Let's get into the issues there.
All right.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You can save your business money.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindebaugh. It is 8:14 in the morning, October 6th. Hey, a little shout out to Lawrence Lamp and Repair. took a lamp that was beat up, and I swear, you know the part where you turn on the lamp had literally fallen to the side. We were still using it; it was dangerous, and so we took it down there and they fixed it in a day. And
those are like 60-year-old.
Yeah, gave us a light bulb too.
They're 60-year-old
Lawrence
lamps.
Lamps and Repair, right there on Bocelli Lane. That was nice of them.
Cool. Family
thank you
owned,
very much. Yeah, thank you very much.
Locally owned. Yeah.
This portion of the show was brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black, they cut hair. They don't do styling. No hair drying, no gelling. They're going to come in. You go in there, you get a good haircut, good price. They shave around your ears. They shave the back of your neck. And Bad Bob's going in there today to get his beard taken care of. So, Bob, it's the place when you stand there and you face it, and it says Cypress Square Barbershop. It also says Man's Last Stronghold. So don't forget that. Mention my name and see if they'll count, like maybe cut the, you know, KCNR 1460 on your beard.
And if you want to read O Magazine there, take your own.
No, O Magazine is not allowed in there. No, you'll never see that in there. Our guest is Sue Seychow, who is one of the candidates for Redding City Council. And has been telling us, you know, quite interesting. But Sue, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I came here in 1986 into Reading. I've been here. I graduated from Enterprise High School, 98, and went off to college and came back in 2001. And I've been here ever since then. I mean, I've done work. I currently work at the Smart Business Resource Center, but I also did. I worked at the. It's called Project Alert. It was a group home facility for a while. And I also worked at Wind River for about 6 years dealing cars and poker right before I went to the Smart Center. So,
where'd you go to college?
I went to Westwood College. And 3 years, you know, it was year-round school. So I finished and graduated first from my family, first person to graduate from high school and college. So I'm very proud of that.
That's great.
Yeah,
that is. And you dealt cards.
I dealt cards, yeah.
That should have gotten you. I mean, that should have introduced you to politics. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it gets down and dirty in that. People blowing smoke in your face.
I mean, at least you can, you know, those people, I can usually tell them, hey, can you blow it the other way, and they'll do it. But this one, it gets
you're still getting smoke blown in your face. You're lucky. And there's other parts, too, that people are blowing smoke at us with. Do you believe, this is questions we ask everybody.
Yeah.
Should the unions be paying their CalPERS?
They should be paying a percentage, but I have an idea for that, okay? Let me just throw
an
idea.
When you say a percentage, I mean, it's 9% for the police, 7% for everybody else. Should they be paying their own CalPERS?
Should they be paying some of it? Yes.
Some of it?
Some of it. Okay, let me throw you an idea, okay? Because I know that's the only solution I see. I know they talk about they pay half of their CalPERS. That's the only solution. Let me just throw you an idea, okay, that I came up with. Okay, let's say the city pays $1 million, okay? I'm just throwing a number out here, okay? $1 million for their retirement. Are you guys with me still? $1 million, okay? Let's say CalPERS comes in and say, hey, you guys, the city, you know what? You owe us at least $1.2 million. All right, $1.2 million. So the city employees will pay that $200,000 to CalPERS, and the city says, we'll pay the $1 million because we already said that we're going to do that. Hey, you guys still with me? Next year, when CalPERS investments are growing, they're making so much money, okay, they come to the city and say, hey, next year, this year we only ask you to pay $600,000 for the CalPERS. Okay, but the city said we'll pay $1 million already. So the extra $400,000, we'll set that aside as a pool for future retirements, things that increases their rate heights, increases. So that $400,000, we save that. So it's kind of tied into with the economy, and it's tied into the CalPERS investment. The problem is, it's the CalPERS. That's what the problem is. I was reading up on it, listening to the article. I mean, reading the articles, researching about it. They have rate hikes of 2003, 2006, 2009. They lost billions of dollars in investments. That's the reason why we can't sustain this. And
well, that's why we're paying more than $1 million. We're paying,
yeah,
I think it's close to 40% of our general budget is going to salaries and such. And it's not $1 million. It's like $42 million. I know you're using that as an example, and I think it's right that, you know, in times of plenty, which the city did not do, they need to put money aside or continue paying it, you know, at a rate so that we can put money aside, because this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's go to the phones here. John, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
Bob, and Mr. Seychow. May I call you Sue?
Yes, you could.
Okay. I do have a question. It's kind of extensive, and you'll know that from everybody there can tell you that I always ask extensive
questions. We've only got 45 minutes left, John.
Only 45 left? I think I can fit in that framework. Okay, the city of Reading is experiencing general fund shortages that are growing exponentially as the tax base shrinks and retirement of city employees grow. Infrastructure is breaking down due to neglect and lack of funding. Do you see any way to correct these problems, repair the roads and sewers, and get Reading back on track?
Well, I don't have all the answers, but I have a couple ideas. Okay, the city of Reading is maintaining $2 million for the convention center, okay? Convention center costing us $2 million, and we want to bring in revenue about $800,000. So we're losing $1.2 million on that, on top of that, okay? That's one of the things. We could have saved $1.2 million to the, you know.
So you believe in selling the convention center and the rodeo grounds?
Maybe not selling it, or just shutting it down for right now until the economy gets better. I mean, that's just an idea. We're losing
It's okay. No, hey, we don't judge here. I mean, I'm just looking at you when you say when you say something like that. So that leads me on to another question. But no, I mean, these are ideas we haven't heard before. So just, this is your spot to let people know what you feel and what you believe and how you can fix things. Okay, partner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. We should definitely concentrate on infrastructure instead of projects. We're having, what, the Oasis projects now? We have the Stillwater projects. I mean, right now, why do I support the Oasis project? I mean, the Stillwater? Because we already invested millions of dollars in there. What are we going to do, just throw it away? I mean, stop with the projects. And let my first number one goal I wanted to do is, maybe if I get elected, have a new police station for them. That's been there in 1960. I understand. We can't do that. We don't have money. How can we do that? Let's look at it that way. How can we do this?
Okay, hey, John, hang on, and Sue, hang on. We're going to have to take a break here. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Robbie.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:24 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. Great people that are knowledgeable. Espresso Joe's, of course, where you can get that coffee prepared any way you want it. 40 different brands, 60 different ways of fixing it. And, of course, their meeting room, which is free, has free Wi-Fi, and where we're going to be Friday at noontime with a very topical discussion. We're trying to line up two people, and we're looking back and forth on this, but it'll be there at noon. There'll be lunch out there. I think they're going to have one of the, you know, I think Willie's hot dog stand's going to be out there. But you can come in, listen to the debate, listen to what the people are saying, and it'll go out over the internet, and it's going to be recorded for YouTube, for posterity. But it's a chance for you to ask the questions and watch their faces when you ask them. You know, see what they really are thinking. Yeah, our guest today is Sue Seychow.
And our chat room is open. I thought I'd throw a question out.
Okay.
Well, John, you're still on the line. Let's go back with you.
Okay, I've got one last question, and then I'm off the line. City of Reading is the largest owner of real estate in Reading. Do you feel converting the surplus properties into liquid assets is a possible solution to the crisis we're in?
That's one of the solutions.
Thanks, John.
That's great to have someone like you, John, to tell us about that, you know, because I didn't even know about that. And I'm not going to, I'm a first candidate. I'm telling you, I don't know everything about the city. And you got to be truthful, you know. I didn't know that. But, yeah, that's one of the options we could do, liquidate it and put into maybe to a pool for the help the retirement people or, you know, employees. I know they've gave it up raises after raises to get this retirement thing. But this retirement plan here is not working. And they're going to have to pay at least a portion of it or somewhat. Because I don't see how the city's going to be sustainable to pay for this.
I don't see how it is either. Yeah. I mean, unless somebody can show me how it can be sustainable in today's economy. Sue, besides the, you know, not being sustainable, what do you think about the two-tier system? In other words, hiring as the new employees come in, they come in under a different retirement scheme than the ones that are here.
I think that's a great idea because I thought about that too. Instead of having them retire at age of 55, maybe move it up to 60, and instead of having their last pension, the highest wages earned, maybe have an average of the last 3 years, because that would prevent the spiking of their wages before they retire. That's just an idea. I mean, I think that's a great idea because maybe having the newer employees that come in, their retirement a little bit higher, and maybe they pay percentage of their retirement, and also the salary spiking right before they retire, that's a big issue also.
Do you pay in your CalPERS?
I don't have CalPERS because I have a 401k, and that's another option that we should look at.
Well, okay, so are you paying into that?
I'm not paying that, no. My employer pays a percentage of it. I was investing 5% of it for a while until we started losing lots of money, so I decided not to.
Okay, but you still invest in your retirement?
Yes, I do, and I have a little bit of control over it.
Right.
I can pick and, you know.
The point I'm getting at is that if you pay into yours, and most people pay into theirs,
yeah,
maybe everybody should pay into theirs.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and it depends on where you work at. And those are the choices that you choose, you know. It depends if you want to be a private sector, you want to be a public sector. So that's the choices you pick. So if you want to go to an employer that was willing to pay for it, then maybe you should go into that and don't complain about it. That's your choice.
And that's true. Okay, business.
Yeah.
You know, business and business fees, licensing fees is a big thing here in town.
Yes, you know what?
We have a couple minutes here, so okay. Why don't you give us just a couple of thoughts about your viewpoints on this?
The business is overregulated. You know, I've talked to, I don't want to say who it is, but they work for the city. They told me, Sue, it's overregulated. The fees, the permits. I'd rather do business in Anderson or Shasta Lake. It's so much easier. I was like, whoa. And this is somebody that works for the city. And he's telling me this. It takes months and months to get this drafting, to get your permits, the blueprints, and come back and forth. And then next thing you know, you're out of thousands of dollars, and you can't do this because it's going to cost you another $100,000.
We hear that constantly. I mean, this person that you got this information mm-hmm. from the inside, I mean, we hear that constantly. It is a big problem. I don't know what we're going to do about it as a city. But something has to drastically change in that department.
Yeah, we have to look into it. And I know we're not building that much right now.
Well, you know, and we'll address that when we get back. We're going to take a break here, a hard break. It's Carl and Abbott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Sue Seychow, running for Reading City Council. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm here at KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley puts in, and his men, his merry band there, put in Dish Satellite, home theater system, surround sounds. They'll put it outside. They'll put it inside. They've been in business. Doug's been in business since 1985, except the time he took off to be in the 82nd Airborne, jumping out of perfectly good airplanes. Doug guarantees his work, and if you've got a question and you need to talk to somebody, you're going to talk to Heather or Doug. You're not going to be going to other countries around the world to have a question answered. So, Doug Tooley, B&T Satellite, Airport Road, 244, 1988.
Well, welcome back to the show. Tell us about the debate tonight.
Well, the debate is at 7 o'clock at the First Methodist Church. That's East and South Street. going to start at 7 p.m., and all the candidates are going to be there also.
All
What's
of you,
What's that experience
huh?
been like for you?
Well, the first one, the tea party one, is a little bit nervous, and I got a lot of criticism from my wife. You talk too fast. You need to slow down. So that's what I realized, and I got all the bad things she pointed out. But, you know, I realized I'm in a race against people that are going to probably talk bad about me or just there's groups. I mean, if I knew this was going to happen, I would just have my friends race with me, too, also. Let's see what happens, you know. But I didn't know that there's set up stuff, questions that people ask in the audience. I was like, well, wait, how do you just come up with these answers like that?
You know, one of the things we learned when we first got into radio, we had politicians on. There's somebody called in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this maybe we were naive, as you were. Because, you know, it's the first time. Somebody called and asked this question, and mm-hmm. it was such a softball question, and this guy just hammered it. And we took a break, and I looked at him. I said, you know that person? And he looked at me and says, yeah. I was at a fundraiser at her house last night. And it was like, oh, got it. And so then you kind of expect that, you know, your supporters are going to call in and ask questions that you can just, you know, hammer on.
Mm-hmm.
But you know something, the reason that, and you've talked about it, is that right now you're not perceived as a threat.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
That's why nobody's aiming anything at you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the first instant, and this is something to think about, because you're going to go on in politics.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate to think that you would just give up after this. This is something to learn. This is a learning step. Very few ever get their first shot out. So,
mm-hmm.
but you learn a lot, and you learn how to put together coalitions. You know, you put together money, you put together all these things. When they start coming after you, then you know that you're a force.
That's the thing. I mean, you might surprise some people. I mean, get some votes from audience out there that believe I'm doing the right for the right reason, and hopefully that would pursue me to, you know, go on. But I don't know. This is tough. You know, it's tough on my family. I've been researching. I've been studying. I don't want to put my wife's all. Let's put some magnets on your car. I'm like, no. You know what? It's going to happen. My car's going to get destroyed. Are people going to hit my car or break it or do something to it?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so, but Carl, I have a different point of view. That's the thing. When I put out my signs, I had a feeling. My first gut feeling was someone is going to destroy my sign. That's just how society is. I mean, I know that from a fact because growing up here, we're predominantly white. And people are not going to like because my last name is Say Chow, regardless of that. And that's one thing I already know going ahead of this. So, I mean...
Well, I think it's great that you are running. Mm-hmm. And I think that, again, that our community is big enough for everything. Yeah, there's going to be asses out there.
You're an American. And you have the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? And for somebody to judge you for that is so wrong. So completely wrong.
I think so, too, but...
It happens. But you know what? Here's what it is. Then you become a success, and then it's harder the next time, and it's harder the next time, and it's, you know, for anybody to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you need to stand up, and you're making your stand now, and you know we're backing you on running.
Mm.
You know, we don't give endorsements, but we think it's great when people get involved.
I bet your family's really proud of you.
Yeah, they are. You know, when I go out to people's houses that they have feasts and stuff, Sue, we're proud of you standing up, and. They might not even understand why I'm running or what my platform is or anything. They just realize that, you know, they know your character. They understand that you're going to do the right thing when you're up there, regardless of the issues, regardless of the problems. They know that you're going to do it for the people of the city of Reading, not anything else. I don't have those. That's why I don't align myself with any parties or anything, because I want people to realize that I have no special interests. I'm doing this for, what, $600 a month? If that's what the stipend they get, and you work hours. I work 40 hours already. And it's hard enough to spend enough time with your kids, and now you're going to do this. But I realize this is very important for the people of the city of Reading and for my kids. This affects my generation. Yeah,
it does. Are you reaching any of the younger generation here?
I am, actually. I'm getting a lot of people. If you go to SueSayChild.com, I have a guest signing sheet where you can write, you know, messages to me. And I would love, you know, people have ideas and stuff. I'm willing to take ideas and stuff. And a lot of... This guy named Matt, I want to go out to the Shasta College and talk to him about it because his teacher told him to go to the library and seek a little bit, you know, see what he can do to help out in the community. And I'm willing to go out there and talk to people about it, younger youth, because there's a guy who told me, Sue, to be strictly honest, a lot of poor people don't vote. And he was true about it. He helped other campaign People run campaigns and stuff. He was telling me, you need to walk the streets. You got to do something different because there's no way you're going to win.
They're all walking the streets. Mm-hmm. They're all walking and knocking on doors, handing out flyers.
Yeah.
And, tell us your website again.
And spell the name.
Spell it.
It's SueSaechao.com, SueSaechao. There's a guest book where you can sign in and write whatever you feel like. You know, I'm not going to. If you write something really nasty, I'll delete it. But if you know, just words of encouragement or any ideas that you guys have, let me know. I'm willing to listen to either parties.
And when this fella had asked, said to you that to quote you, poor people don't vote.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Because they have other issues in the problem. They're just trying to get food on the table, you know, pay their electric bills, to make sure the kids have clothing. That's the main thing. I mean, some people don't even have jobs. They're out there looking. So politics or trying to help the city out, they got to help themselves out before that. And I realize that.
They've got to get above subsistence.
Yeah, and that's their main focus. Even the men people, I say, hey, you're a citizen. You need to go register and vote. Oh, I don't want to deal with it. I got other stuff I have to deal with. And I try to convince them, you know, the REU rates are going to go up, and it's going to affect you. But they don't realize that.
And that's a good point. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk REU rates and what you might do about that. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is SueSaechao, who is running for the City Council of Redding. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it's 8:45 in the morning, October 6th. It's raining today. It's going to be raining, and it looks like it could even be thunder showers later on today. It's going to be, I think it's 61 right now, and it could be a high of 80. I don't know if it'll make it to there. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and on Friday, Linda's going to be up there singing with a backed up by bass, you know, brass. Drums, and I think it's going to be a great, great evening on Friday night at Anselmo's. I know you are always turned on when we get up there, when you start singing. Hey, our guest today is SueSaechao, who is running for Redding City Council, and you know what, you're a very refreshing, you just tell us everything, you just tell us what you're thinking there, and you're telling us the truth, you know. You said, look, I don't have a lot of money, and a lot of people don't know who I am. I thought when I put my signs out that they would be taken, and you were right in most cases, and replaced in some cases by the union signs.
Mm-hmm.
But what you said was that Francie Sullivan sent you an email, said that she'd replace your signs because it was obviously her supporters are the ones that tore yours down.
Yeah, and a lot of them I know probably don't know about it or anything, but... It's just the email.
That was, you know, it's a class act.
Yeah.
You know, and we applaud. We applaud, you know, Francie for saying that. But we also don't applaud her followers that rip down signs and put up theirs instead, or surround other people's signs with that. I mean, that's Bush League. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just Bush League. Okay, Bush League.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it is. Bush League. It's, it has to do with baseball. Bush League means is they're not the pros. These are a bunch, you know, a bunch of amateurs out there. You know, or a bunch of people that have no class. That do things like that. So, did I offend somebody out there for doing that? Gee, I'm sorry, Bush Leaguers. Okay, so the rates of REU are going up every year. We're talking about in 3 or 4 years, our rates have gone up 40%. I mean, by the time this thing finishes, 40 or 50%.
And the city council approved it. That was my main thing. There's people out there that has a certain amount of income only, and that's all they get. And you're raising the rates, how are they going to live? I mean, I remember they talking about kicking them out if they're not able to pay their electricity.
Well, you know, we all kind of fought that one to a standstill.
So, I mean, that's one of the problems is it's REU is top heavy, the management. I'm talking about, what do you mean top heavy? There's 26 REU's employees make over $100,000 a year.
That's before.
That's just
their
wages.
Pay. Yes. That's just their pay, right?
Yep, that's just their pay.
So how many of them make over $200,000 then when you add in all their perks?
I didn't add that. I would say
all of them. Yeah. I mean, I would just say that. I mean, if they're making over $125,000 a year now, that I bet that they're with their health care and retirement, it's over $200,000.
Okay. Carl, let me tell you something, okay?
Okay.
I did a little research, and let's go with, there's 54 employees at the City of Redding that makes over $100,000. I'm just talking about base salary, okay? Just base salary. And then, now you want to figure into a little math I did. Okay, anybody who makes, I'm talking about over just 100,000. So if you make 102,000, I took the 2,000 off. It's a total, you add up all that, it's $1.2 million. That's over $100,000. And if you're talking about all, I'm just talking about the 54 employees that make over 100,000. The total is $6.6 million. That is, how can we do that? I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, if you look at 716 employees that we have at the city of Reading, and okay, now people, I'm just giving statistics here, okay? I'm not, there's no judging here. There's nobody saying, oh, you're making too much, you're not making a little, because many of them are making $40,000 a year.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the average here, these things you're talking about. The average employee that works for the city of Reading, when you add in all the health care and retirement and all that, makes $116,000 a year. That's how much we're paying per employee. Now, some of these employees are making $40,000 are going, excuse me, I don't see that. And you're right, you don't. But it's made up by the others.
The average, yeah, exactly. It's made up. I mean, we should have a limit of $100,000. Which employee should get that? I mean, I think, you know, the chief of police, maybe the fire chief, maybe the city managers. But, I mean, anybody else making that? We have seven managers that make over 100,000 REU. Why do you need seven managers? Maybe we need to look at restructuring or something, because this is not going to be... The city cannot sustain this kind of growth. I mean, for paying for these wages. I'm not talking about the hard workers that's out there, the bottom, they work, they give up raises and stuff to get this retirement plan. But I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about top-heavy management.
No, I think everybody needs to look at that. I think they looked at it a little while ago, and like we said, it went into the city council and was voted down 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, to go in and ask them to pay their FAREU for the top management. Now, this is the top management to pay their portion of, I think, CalPERS. It was voted down 4-1. Jones is the only one that voted for it. And then after that, I believe the manager said that we need to join a union. So, what do you think about unions?
I mean, I think they're great to a certain point. But then if you're a lot of these employees are just automatically in the union and they have to pay their dues. But some of the things that unions leaders decides to do, maybe doesn't, you know, the employees don't agree with it, because what you're going to speak out, you might be laid off if you speak out. So, I mean, there's a certain point that unions get to, but then there's a point where, you know, the unions got to realize if you don't stop this stuff, people are going to get laid off. I mean, look at it, there's already 94 people that got laid off from the city. All these people are fighting for this thing, but if this, we can't sustain this city, budget crisis, people are getting laid off, and all the fighting you're doing is people losing jobs.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Suse Chow, running for Reading City Council. It's his first shot at it, probably not his last. So join Linda and I after these messages.
I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carlin on the body, 55 in the morning. You know, just listen to Donnie Greenberg's commercial. Wrote a really touching article a couple of days on a News Cafe. It's worth your time if you have a computer. Take a look at it. Just go to newscafe.com and look at Donnie's column and just read it. It's truly a touching column. And it was obviously took a lot of nerve and a lot of passion to write it. Hey, our guest today is Suse Chow, running for Reading City Council.
Thanks for being present.
Yeah, thanks
for having
being
me. I mean
you
it.
Know, thanks. You know, and one thing, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to say something quick about Donnie Greenberg also.
Sure.
She was actually at the public library debate, and when the record searchlight came out and her story came out, it was completely different. I mean, you just hear about Spear and Soul. I mean, Jones arguing back and forth at the record searchlight. But Donnie Greenberg did such an excellent job. She detailed of what we said and things like that. And you read, if you have time, take a quick look at the News Cafe. I mean, it's just amazing the difference of the storyline.
Yeah, you know, Donnie, of course, does a show on our station here on Sundays from 11 to 12. And it's a very well-received show. And plus, with the News Cafe. Sue Seychow, running for Reading City Council.
Okay, so we've got about 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left. What would you like to leave our listeners with as like a closing thought, a lasting impression? Just put it out there.
Okay. Well, let's stop making the unions, the police, public safety as a scapegoat, because this is all happening because the people of the city of Reading, the city council, these are the mistakes that we've made. Okay, don't make them the bad guys. I understand that. And please vote for the people who you think truly cares about the city, not people who have the most money or the people who have the best commercials. None of that. Most signs out there. Vote for the people you think you can trust up there. And this is a big, big deal. You know, why everybody's putting so much money and effort into this is because this would shape us the way we do business here in town. I mean, let's think about the solutions. Let's find the solutions, not the problems, okay? How can we? We just can't. Don't use the word can't. I was remember my school teacher telling me, don't use the word can't. It's how can we, okay? The solutions are pretty simple. Let's help the local business in town. They're struggling, okay? They can't raise hikes. They can't raise taxes. If you don't help them out, they just close their doors. And that's the biggest, that's the main solution, is to help the local business out. I mean, if they close their doors, they're not generating, they're not hiring people. That's where the problem is. And we need to stop looking at everything. Let's look at the solution part. And the small business, that's where the money's at. That's where it's going to help us. We should be leaders, the city of Reading, not followers. Because we are always following, you know, we're always higher than the state levels of unemployment rate and everything. So I encourage everybody to find a solution, not the problem.
Okay. Sue Seychow, running for city council. And, you know, we've enjoyed having you on today.
Well, thank you.
And getting to meet you and hearing what you're thinking here. Because, again, it's from the heart, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's not forget about weather alert here for snow, the higher elevation.
Up around Mount Shasta.
About 7,500 feet, yes. And so there's an advisory out from the National Weather Service for those who recreate hikers and campers who go up into the high elevations. It's going to be cold and wet over the next few days and possibility of snow at a higher elevation. So let somebody know where you're going and keep an eye on the weather. Take a radio with you and be ready to bug out because things can turn very, very quickly this time of year. So
Bob,
we don't want to put our public safety folks at risk having to pull someone off the mountain.
Bob.
Sir.
Why would somebody go up to 7,500 feet in the snow and rain and that, unless you were under orders?
They do it all the time.
Really? Wow.
Well, you've ever heard of Mount Everest, you know, climbing Mount Everest?
That's because it's there.
Because it's there.
That's because it's there, right. Hey, you know, our guest tomorrow will be Ken Murray. That's right. Ken Murray will be on tomorrow. And, you know, Ken's always got some pithy comments, you might say. And it's a word, my friends. Look it up. P-I-T-H-Y. No, it's not the other kind. Ken will be on tomorrow. We'll have our, you know, Linda is giving up her seat for our Thursday guest co-host.
Judy Salters, and Thursday night at 6 p.m. is my show, On the Spot with Linda Bott. We have got a very fascinating woman by the name of Georgette, who is a mechanic for helicopters.
Yeah.
That is that special segment, Women in a Man's World, Breaking the Glass Ceiling. We have a fabulous CD that I'm even playing a track from a band that is coming through. You've seen them on Parenthood. They're gaining national attention. They're going to be at the Vintage Bar and Grill Friday and Saturday night. We'll be hearing from them, as well as On Stage with Lisa and the Product of the Week from Bethany, and all kinds of giveaways.
There you go. Hey, it's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Reading.